All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. As I teased before the break, we're here today in studio with Michelle Escudero from the Lohr Foundation, who brought along Tori Toman, who's one of the founders of the Lander Young Professionals Network. But real quick, Michelle, before we get into what Tori's going to be doing with the Young Professionals Network, can you give people a background about what the Lohr Foundation is and what you guys do?
Certainly. Thank you for having us, Vince. I really appreciate it.
We love having you here anytime.
The Lohr Foundation is a private foundation working in rural Mountain West, and Lander is our Wyoming community. We start all our work by listening to community members to understand the assets and challenges that we're facing as a community. And we connect with individuals and groups and organizations that have ideas to improve the livability in Lander. And think about livability in this way. Like, what makes Lander a great place to raise a family, to pursue a career, and live a healthy life? We provide spark funding to solutions. Solutions don't have to be huge to be effective. In the 2 years that the Lohr Foundation's been working in Lander, we've supported more than 90 public benefit projects, community projects.
And you guys, you have your hands on a number of things. Last time you were here, it was the spay and neuter program. It's always a little bit of everything, right?
Right. I'll just tell you about a few of the new grants that we've put out recently. We're helping the Lander Community Foundation with a nonprofit power hour of education workshops to learn how to fundraise, write grants, and develop their boards. We're helping the senior center to reduce energy costs by supporting a solar system being mounted on their roof and adding electric vehicle charging stations. We're helping the Lander Cycling Club with their internal and external technology systems so that they can do more work in partnership with our cycling community. And we're helping the Houlihan Narratives, Lander's oral storytelling organization, with three workshops that's going to teach community members oral storytelling skills. And they're going to put over 100 local stories onto a podcast. So our community members' voices are elevated.
That's way cool. That Houlihan Narratives, how long has that been going on?
It's a super neat organization. They started in 2017. And if you've heard of the NPR, The Moth, or mm-hmm. the Raven mm-hmm. narratives, it's like that.
Okay.
You know, they have a theme. They have four narratives coming up in the summer and then through the fall. And they basically have some sort of theme for each event. But this one is really going to help community members learn how to do it and how to tell their stories, which is really exciting.
That is exciting because there's so many people with interesting stories here in Lander and in Fremont County, just in general, Wyoming. But they may have that kind of hesitation about mm-hmm. getting in front of a group of people. But if it's by the bonfire, they can tell that story perfectly. But they just got to learn some of those tricks of the trade, huh?
Yeah, completely. And that's really the impetus, is to try and, you know, give people the structure so that then they can, like you said, tell their own personal stories.
And now today you brought along with you Ms. Tori Toman from the Lander Young Professionals Network. Tori, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming in today. What can you tell us about the Young Professionals Network, and then just some background about yourself as well?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Tori Toman. I grew up just outside of Riverton. So I went to school in Wind River, a little Pavilion, Wyoming. I went away for college to Kansas for a little bit, and then Wyoming, and then I ended up taking a job here. I'm a certified public accountant with the firm Fagna, Lewis & Brinda.
Awesome.
So yeah, so it's pretty busy right now doing some taxes.
Oh, but I bet. Yeah, this is your serious season.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, the Lander Young Professionals is a group that I, along with a few others in Lander, started. Basically, our mission is just to create a community of young individuals in Lander that fosters professional relationships and promotes local businesses. So with that in mind, we just, the main thing that we're doing right now is just hosting events, like to bring people together to kind of set the foundation for our group and just facilitate those business relationships and those networking opportunities.
Yeah, it's a big networking opportunity for, and I'm assuming too that you guys put people in contact with potentially other businesses who are like-minded, or even just, does it have to be young professionals or?
Yeah, definitely not minimum of 21, we ask, because we do offer alcohol and at our events. The max age, though, that's definitely, there's some leeway there, 35 to 40, but we aren't going to kick you out. If you come with like the right mindset, you're ready to just have fun, meet people, that's all we ask.
Awesome. So what type of events do you guys have coming up?
So coming up, we haven't set it all in stone yet. We're still working on it, but we're thinking end of April, beginning of May, Cinco de Mayo event.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. We just had an event at the Coulter Loft back in February. That was kind of a kickoff to the 2022.
And then now, what was the origin of this? Because I know, was there just a problem connecting young professionals in the community that you and the Laura Foundation saw? Or
yeah, so originally it started through the chamber. And kind of the idea behind it was kind of, there's a few different aspects of it. I know at our firm, we were seeing really high turnover among young professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's something that the chamber has seen throughout kind of all of the businesses there. Like Owen says, that the chamber lander just wasn't like, it's not sticky enough, which is kind of a funny way to say it, but
it's true though. I mean, it's hard to get people to stay.
Yeah. And so we just thought if we built kind of a network where people that facilitated like just a fun atmosphere where people could come and just make those connections, and kind of build friendships and the community that they want to live in. The idea behind it actually came from a manager at work. He came from Alabama, and there he was part of something very similar, just the Young Professionals Network, and that's where he met a lot of his close friends. And so just like through talks I had with him, he was like, this is something that you should really pursue in Lander. I think it would be really helpful. And so I kind of talked to some of my friends about it, and everyone seemed really receptive and excited about it. I know all of the kind of older people that we talked to about it, like at the chamber and work, they were like, wow, like that's something I really wish I had when I moved to Lander.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was just kind of indicative that it was something that we needed and that would do well here.
Well, it's got to make it less daunting for a number of people when they know that there's other like-minded people who are kind of in the same situation they are.
Yeah, definitely the same stage in life, the same kind of like not necessarily career paths, but you're trying to build your career here and build your community here.
Well, whatever your business may be, it may benefit from somebody else's business as well. You know, you guys might be able to help each other out, even if it's two completely different endeavors. You might have a media company, and then you might have an agricultural company, and then, hey, now you can have someone to help advertise.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of the idea behind it. Just to, you know, I think if you're familiar with someone in an industry, that's kind of your first thought when you need something. And to be able to, like, actually know someone, it just makes it easier to connect with them and kind of reach out to them for your needs.
Totally. And then you guys received a grant from the Laura Foundation. How are things looking now after receiving that grant? Are you guys able to move forward a little bit better than you thought you were going to?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're very grateful to the Laura Foundation for sponsoring us for 2022. I think just that financial security they were able to provide us has really helped us to kind of just focus more on our mission. And that is to just, you know, bring young people in Lander together. And we were able to expand everything, like our advertising. We're able to kind of like pay for more advertising through like Instagram and Facebook. A lot of our like swag and logo stuff. We got some really cool stickers. I actually brought some for you. If you want.
I'm a sticker guy.
Yeah. Got some cool pens too. Yeah. So I think just having that financial security has helped us just expand our mission here.
That's got to be huge. And how can people connect with you guys?
So we post everything, all of our events, everything on Facebook and Instagram, just at Lander Young Professionals. I understand not everyone is on social media, in which case you could just go to Lander Chamber of Commerce, and then they have a contact us page, and the chamber will be able to put you in contact with me, and they'll be able to tell you about our upcoming events as well.
Awesome. Now, Michelle, how did you, you saw this need as well, the Laura Foundation saw this need for connecting young professionals as well?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was at the LEDA, the Lander Economic Development Association, presenting, you know, the Lohr Foundation to that group, that board. And afterwards, one of their board members connected Tory with the Lohr Foundation because he had heard about this network that they were starting. And so that's how Tory came to the Lohr Foundation. You know, we welcome anyone that has a community idea that meets a community problem to come talk to us.
And then, Tory, would you have any advice for people who are possibly wanting to look out to the Lohr if they have any hesitations or anything?
Yeah, the Lohr Foundation has just been great to work with. I definitely would not hesitate to reach out because they are so welcoming and just like great throughout the whole process. I know like writing a grant can be very daunting.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't really know. Like, why should you give me money?
Mm-hmm.
But they just like Michelle has been great through the whole process, just helping write the grant and helping us like develop kind of our problem statement. So yeah, I definitely would not hesitate to reach out, even if you don't think that maybe what you're doing qualifies, like at least have that conversation.
Well, we appreciate you guys both coming in here today so much. Was there anything else either of you wanted to get out to the public while you're here?
I would just say, as far as the young professionals goes, kind of just our main thing is like we just want to be that like next big group, you know, like just help build that community in Lander. And so I would say don't hesitate. Like if you're, I know it can be intimidating to go to like an event, but you know, we try and make it as like inclusive and welcoming as possible. So I would encourage everyone to just come.
Like, and you have a Facebook page and website and everything as well?
Facebook page, Instagram page, and then since we are a group underneath the Chamber of Commerce here in Lander, that's
the good way. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And how about things on your end, Michelle?
Well, I would just like to thank Tory for stepping up. You know, a lot of times, you know, you see a problem and you're like, well, that's not necessarily my problem. But if we all come together and take some time and put our heads together and, you know, make the effort of volunteering to do something like this could have real big impact for our community. Just the other day, I was talking to someone who's coming to the school district as a teacher, and she wanted, before she signed a contract, she wanted to come and see what Lander was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, how am I going to make friends? And I'm like, well, I'll tell you. There is this network of young professionals, and I think that'll be like one of the avenues, you know, one of the many avenues that you use to build community.
And that's huge for getting people from out of town. I mean, there's so many struggles with getting in. I mean, even if you're financially secure moving into a new town, like you mentioned, it's hard to meet people. It's hard to get connected with the community that you want to connect with. So this is a great outlet for that.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you guys again so much for coming in today. And then was there just anything that you guys wanted for people to reach out to you?
You can get a hold of the Lohr Foundation, lohrfoundation.org, and all our contact information is on that.
Perfect. All right, we're going to go and wrap things up, and when we come back, some more coffee time.